A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
One of the things Simon loves to do is try to usher me towards eating more sausage. Look,
it sounds like a metaphor, but we're really talking direct, right?
We are. We're talking direct. We're being very direct in Australia. And we're talking sausages. Yes, I do talk up the benefits of a good sausage because they can be a wonderful food, Yumi. Mm. I will go into that all again today with a recipe that takes time, that a labour of love over the sausages and makes them absolutely incredible.
Wow. Okay. I'm actually interested in hearing what you've got to say on your 5-minute food fix.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, Simon, before we get to your recipe and doing this slow-cooked thing with sausages,
yes.
I recently taped an episode of Adam Liao's TV show.
Yes.
The Cook-Up.
Yes,
for
yes.
SBS.
Amazing, right?
Now, I never know when they're going to air, so it probably hasn't aired yet. It's coming, though, this year. And one of the things he said that intrigued me and stuck with me was that, you know, like certain cuts of fish can be an indicator of a great fishmonger.
Yes.
Sausages are the measure of a good butcher.
They very much are, Yumi.
Because
yes.
they're made in-house generally.
They are made in-house. Mm. And it's their opportunity to show off their skills. So you may just think everything goes into a blender and that's that. Mm. But no, they're selecting the cuts of meat that will be going in there too. They're adding those spices and seasonings to create their own range of sausages that are delicious. And most importantly, if they're a really good butcher, then not adding any of the nasty stuff you get in those packet sausages that, you know, are a bit dubious. When you look at the content and you see the amount of meat in there, you know something's gone a little bit wrong, right?
Yes.
And I think these are what have put you off sausages for life.
Yeah.
But hopefully one day I'm going to keep knocking on that door and we might make a convert of you yet.
Okay, so what you're talking about today is you've been waxing lyrical about it, that it is a bit of a game changer.
Yeah, I am. And we're using sausages again to create something longer and slow cooked. So you remember a while back we blew the mind of our previous producer, the wonderful Jay Gasser, with a pasta, midweek pasta dish with sausages and mustard and basil, an old Nigel Slater recipe.
Yeah, and wine and cream. And I've made it a number of times and it is ridiculous. Good.
It is so good. Yeah. So consider that to be, you know, like the entry level for sausage pastas, Yumi.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the bar was there, but we can go much higher if that's the sort of thing we want to do. So this is much more a slow, think of it as the weekend version of that. You know, you'll love it if you like that. It's based on an old recipe that was probably the most popular recipe from an iconic Italian restaurant in London called the River Cafe.
Oh, I know that one. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. So it sort of spawned the wave of modern Italian food in the UK. And amazing chefs too. But, you know, it was their sausage pasta. What did it really, Yumi? It was so good. Everyone wanted to cook it on repeat when they spotted
it. Is that right?
Because they found it was incredibly easy.
Okay, easy is good. Easy is good. What's the pasta shape? So
the
I can
pasta
get a picture
shape
in my mind.
Is probably penne. It's a short, stubby shape that can do bits and pieces. But what I want to talk to you about is the sausages itself, because it makes such a really rich, thick ragu here for the sausages, and you are using that sausage meat from good quality sausages, that you can kind of take it away from the pasta. It's so good. Think of it more as kind of like a stew, great with polenta, maybe some bittery greens there, which I know you'd like, a squeeze of lemon juice. Mm. Really, really good. So it's not just one for pasta. What you do need is time. That's why I'm I'm suggesting it's over the weekend because you let it bubble away there for quite a long time, about an hour.
Okay.
At the later stage, and you've already done quite a bit of frying off first too. So allow a good couple of hours. It's one to do while the kids are running around the house and you've got a bit of time and, you know, you just want to enjoy the day.
Got it. So yeah. This is not I'm in a desperate rush.
I'm not in a desperate rush. Right. Yeah. But it just sits away and does its own thing. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's demanding. Okay. It's not.
That's like me. That's the sort of person I am.
Right. Okay. Well, there we go. That's good. If you were a pasta dish, Yumi, then you're a sausage pasta. Who would have known? I wouldn't have.
I'm just sitting in the corner bubbling away.
You're sitting in the corner bubbling away. And now the dishes too. So to get started, you heat 2 tablespoons of olive oil in a large pan. And then you take the meat from 5 or 6 I like Italian spiced fresh sausages with the meat removed from those skins. Mm-hmm. So just squeeze it out there and crumble it a bit.
Can I just jump in here? Yep. Does it have to be Italian spiced?
Nope.
Because for that other Nigel Slater recipe, I've used pork because the kids don't like the spice.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, okay. Good quality pork is just as good here. Use what you like. Mm-hmm. So then add those to that pan. And then when the kind of juice from the meat sort of disappears and the fat begins to run out of the sausages, which it will do because they've got some fat in them, that is flavour, Yumi. It's not all bad. Add 1 small chopped red onion, 2 chopped garlic cloves, 2 chopped small dried chilies and a small handful of fresh rosemary from your neighbour's garden.
Yep.
A couple of bay leaves if you've got them growing smugly like me. Yep. I haven't killed the bay tree yet. And then just cook it all gently for 30 minutes until those onions have kind of browned. So it's all sweating away there in the pan. Yep. And then pour in a large glass of red wine. You know, have the rest yourself or give it to someone who enjoys it. Mm-hmm. Increase that heat and then cook until that wine evaporates. So it locks all that winey flavour just into the onions and the sausage meat is there. Then you add 2 tins of plum tomatoes, lower the heat and break them up a bit with a spoon and let it putter away until you've got a thick sauce for about 3/4 of an hour. And season it with salt. Then you add 120 grams of grated Parmesan. This is rich, Yumi. A bit of cream, half a cup of cream, if you want.
Yeah.
It's still delicious without it, but the traditional recipe has it. And then add it to drained penne or serve it with polenta, your favourite.
Yum.
Some lovely cavolo nero, maybe.
Stop it.
And then you've got this delicious dish that the whole family will enjoy, and you will be cooking this again and again and again and again. And you will love those sausages.
Okay. The challenge has been laid down. If you want to try it, take up the challenge. Mm. The full recipe is in our show notes.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.